Good morning from the newsroom of the Financial Times. Today is Tuesday, September 3rd, and this is your FT News Briefing. German manufacturers dependent on exports have been burnt by Brexit. Merger talks between two high-profile law firms have fallen apart, and the FT's Hannah Kushler goes into the history of the health organization spun out of Google's secretive research facility. But first, the FT's George Parker unpacks the strategy from UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson over Brexit negotiations. I'm Mark Filippino, and here's the news you need to start your day.
I'm George Parker of the Financial Times here at the House of Commons at Westminster, where Boris Johnson yesterday dramatically raised the stakes in the battle over Brexit, basically announcing that Britain will have a general election on the 14th of October if MPs at Westminster today try to tie his hands over his negotiating strategy. It's setting up a huge showdown with his own MPs, around 15 to 20 Conservative MPs, threatening to side with other opposition parties to stop Boris Johnson taking Britain out of the EU without a deal at the end of October. The key vote will happen today at Westminster, and Boris Johnson's made it clear that if he's defeated on this and his power over the Brexit negotiation is taken away and the threat of a no-deal exit is taken out of his armoury, he will consider that to be a confidence vote, which will trigger an immediate general election campaign with a view to having an election on October the 14th. It's a very high-risk strategy. Boris Johnson's really putting all the pressure he possibly can on Tory rebels to come into line. He's threatening them with their jobs. He's threatening them that they won't be able to fight their own seats at the forthcoming general election. He's going to be cajoling them. He's going to be offering, no doubt, some gongs and blandishments to try to win them over. But if, in a very tight vote in the House of Commons, Boris Johnson's defeated on Tuesday, Britain will be heading towards its third general election in under 5 years, and the whole Brexit process will be thrown right up in the air.
Brexit is damaging one of the most powerful economies in Europe. Germany's economy depends on exports, and in the 3 months to June, its exports to Britain dropped 21% quarter on quarter. That contributed to the 0.1% quarter on quarter contraction that the German economy experienced in the same period. This drop is the biggest since the global financial crisis. Economists told the FT that German growth is being hurt by a few things: slowing global demand, higher US tariffs on German cars, and Brexit. This is a big deal for Germany, where exports account for 47% of the country's gross domestic product. The UK is Germany's fifth largest export market after the US, France, China, and the Netherlands. And after 18 months, merger talks between the international law firm Allen & Overy and O'Melveny & Myers of the U.S. have collapsed. Allen & Overy is one of the so-called magic circle elite firms. The U.K. firm said in a statement on Monday that despite, quote, compelling synergies, it had mutually agreed to end discussions with O'Melveny. It means that Allen & Overy loses out on a crucial leg up in the U.S. market, which is notoriously tough for U.K. firms to break into. There were hurdles throughout the negotiations over governance, the name of the combined company, and how to match their differing payment structures. But a source told the FT that the negotiations failed over the valuation of the two businesses. Plus, there were issues that arose out of Brexit and fluctuations in the price of the pound and the dollar. And here's a closer look at a story you should know more about. Google's parent company, Alphabet, has a unit for, quote, defeating Mother Nature. At least, that's according to Andy Conrad, who spun Alphabet's healthcare unit out of Google's secretive research facility called X.
I'm completely fascinated by Verily.
That's Hannah Kushler, the FT's pharmaceutical and biotech reporter.
Google has a lot of money, and they have decided to invest in what they call the other bets. So some of the most famous of those would be things like Waymo, which is for self-driving cars. And Verily is the other bet for life sciences. So that is, you know, biotech, pharma, healthcare overall. So I really wanted to examine its projects because it has such a wide range of projects and the strategy behind them and what's really holding them all together.
What are some of the projects that Verily is best known for?
I don't think it's got one or two particularly standout projects it's best known for, but it just has a huge number of partnerships. So it has like a partnership with Johnson & Johnson for robotic surgery called Verb Surgical. It has a partnership with Sanofi for Onduo, which is a sort of diabetes management platform where they connect hardware and software to help people, you know, stay on top of their diabetes. And then it has some things which at first seem kind of random. So in the last few months, I've been writing about them a lot. And so I went to Ohio and they have a opioid addiction treatment center that they've partnered with local healthcare providers there to set up. And I also wrote a funny front page story about the Verily Smart Nappies, which is a partnership with Pampers to put sensors on your baby's bum.
And over its time, Verily has evolved. In what ways has it changed?
So Verily started as this kind of crazy unit that was just doing an awful lot of things, but it has now really partnered with the biggest names in the business. So big pharma companies, like I mentioned before, but also big device makers like Dexcom, maker of continuous glucose monitors for diabetics. And it's also, and this to me is particularly interesting, it's partnered with outside investors. So it's quite rare for Alphabet units to take investment from outside investors. But it took $800 million in 2017 from Temasek and over $1 billion from Silver Lake and a few other investors, including the Ontario Teachers Pension Plan, at the beginning of this year. So this is a really well-funded unit of Alphabet.
So it's had some successes. It's clearly gotten a lot of attention. People have also lodged criticism against Verily. What are some of those criticisms?
I think the main criticism against Verily is that it has, you know, it's letting 1,000 flowers bloom, and that may not be giving the kind of focus that it needs. It says that it wants to defeat Mother Nature, revolutionize healthcare. And if you're kind of just spreading yourself very thinly, some people think that that won't work out. But obviously the other interpretation of that is we don't really know yet what is going to make the biggest difference in healthcare. You know, they want to use their expertise in data and artificial intelligence and sensor technology. And so they're just sort of trying it out in different places to see which sticks.
So what's next for Verily?
So what I think is going to be really interesting is how Verily evolves as a new leader comes into Google Health. Now, Verily is nowhere near the only bet that Alphabet has made on healthcare. They have Google Health, which is internal, and they also have Calico, which is another bet, which is kind of trying to prevent aging. Google Health, however, has a new leader, David Feinberg. He came from Geisinger, which is a really prestigious health system in the US. He ran that for many years. He's really trying to focus Google Health's efforts, and it'll be interesting to see whether at any point they try to bring projects which maybe were experimental when they were in Verily in under the Google Health banner.
You can read more on all of these stories at FT.com. With the end of the summer recess, British MPs return to Westminster today. Those opposed to Boris Johnson's Brexit plan will attempt to seize control of the parliamentary timetable at the first opportunity. This has been your daily FT News Briefing. Make sure you check back tomorrow for the latest business news.
Hi, this is Matt
and Sean
from Two Black Guys
with Good Credit. If you own or operate a business, whether it's a local operation or a global corporation, partnering with Bank of America could be your smartest move.
By teaming with Bank of America, you'll enjoy exclusive digital tools, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter.
Position your business to capitalize on opportunity in a moment's notice.
Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America, N.A., copyright 2024.
Do you ever feel like your brain is on overdrive and your mind is constantly racing? The plans, worries, and to-do lists are never ending. Calm can help your mind take a break from the noise by softening anxiety symptoms in the moment and helping you cope with day-to-day stressors. Calm is the number one app for sleep and meditation, giving you the power to calm your mind and change your life. Their meditations range to fit your needs each day, from anxiety and stress, relaxation and focus, to building habits and taking care of your physical well-being. They even have expert-led talks on topics such as tips for overcoming stress and anxiety, handling grief, improving self-esteem, caring for relationships, and more. For listeners of the show, Calm is offering an exclusive offer of 40% off a Calm premium subscription at calm.com/stressless. Go to calm.com/stressless for 40% off unlimited access to Calm's entire library. That's calm.com/stressless.